The Longmont Leader accepts contributions, photos, and updates for publication from community members, business leaders and public officials on local topics. Publication will be at the discretion of the editor and published opinions do not represent the views of the Longmont Leader or its staff. To submit a contribution, email info@longmontleader.com. Tim Waters is boasting on his campaign postcard that he aligns with past conservative Longmont elites. There are a lot of words on the card, but I find it to be empty rhetoric. No mention is made of his council accomplishments or his mayoral plans because they are unpopular with the majority of voters. I am concerned that Tim will turn the city over to developers through quasi-governmental metro taxing districts. His defense of metro districts is simply, that is just one tool in the toolbox. Metro tax districts are one tool we don't need because they are dangerous and are not equitable, collaborative or inclusive. Meanwhile, Joan Peck has been working tirelessly to build coalitions with stakeholders and commissions to bring peak rail service to Longmont, to increase affordable housing and housing services for the unhoused and to fight for clean air. Joan stands for real issues that impact all of us, today. Vote for Joan. Lynette McLean.